cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Set the light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Local Harney County community is filled with folks making a difference, and they join Mindy Gould here in the studio right now. It's Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome, and thank you for listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould, and my guest with me today is Ron Whiting with the Harney County Wildlife Collaborative and chairman of the Lone Pine Rangeland Fire Protection Association. You have got a huge label.
So, good morning.
Welcome. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am third generation Harney Countyan. Great grandparents come here in 1873 and been a rancher all of my life. Come back to Harney County after going to college in Corvallis, and currently the chairman of Lone Pine RFPA and a member of the Harney County Wildfire Collaborative.
Wow. And what did you go to college for?
Animal science in agriculture.
Oh, nice. Nice. And so then you just moved back here and started your own ranch and everything?
Well, I took over the family ranch.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, it says here that you are part of the wildlife. Is it wildlife
or wildfire?
Wildfire Collaborative. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about that.
We are a local grassroots organization under the auspices of High Desert Collaborative Group, that the High Desert works toward a number of goals to help Harney County with its natural resource-based economy and to come up with solutions to problems that we face. And this group, the Wildfire Collaborative, our goal is to come up with solutions to help fight fires, prevent them, and do work after the fact to restore the land.
So if a fire is caused by natural causes, how do you kind of prevent that? You know, if it's caused by lightning or...
Yes. I mean, the immediate deal there with lightning is you're not going to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that we can do beforehand measures to help keep these fires from getting large into the mega fires that we've seen the last few years. And this can be done through a number of ways, thinning out junipers, thinning timber, and for the people that are homeowners to do fire prevention around their structures, cleaning up trash, thinning out the trees and brush and getting it away from the structures so that if a wildfire comes through that it won't be quite so apt to catch the structure on fire.
Now, are homeowners responsible to do that on their own, or do you help them through the Wildfire Collaborative, help them clean up and you know, so that this is preventable?
No, they are pretty much responsible for that. The Wildfire Collaborative, we are more a larger scale type of group and currently have a couple of pilot projects we're working on. One is down in the south end in the Pueblos. The other is in the Stinking Water. But we also work with groups like the City of Burns that, I mean, all of us work together since we're all in this together. But each year, the City of Burns and the federal agencies and Lone Pine and Riley put on a Firewise Day at the parking lot out at Big R and try to spread the word to get homeowners to do some mitigating efforts around their places. And then on another note, that some of the northern areas of the county that have ODF protected land, they have to clean up around their homes if they are in these areas or they are faced with higher assessment on their taxes.
Oh, I was not aware of that. That's interesting to know. So what is your actual position with the Wildfire Protection Collaborative?
I'm just a member of it. I'm not the head person or anything like that. It's just that there's a number of us on there that have a fairly equal position, I guess you would say, members of the BLM and most of us that are RFPA chairmen or presidents participate in this.
And how many people are members of this or a part of this group?
It varies. I mean, we have no set membership. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, you're very welcome to come. And the number of people at a meeting varies from probably 12 to 15 to I have seen as high as maybe 30 people there. The last 2 years when we have been doing this via Zoom because of the COVID, well, I've seen outside people that were interested in our concept that have tuned in to what's going on.
And how does one join if they want to be a part of this?
Stop by High Desert Partnership that's out in Hines and talk to them. I don't have their phone number with me. You can find it in the phone book, but give them a call. And we, our Wildfire Collaborative meets the third Thursday of every other month. And there's currently one scheduled for September. It doesn't go on this 100%, but that's generally the plan.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to, you're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Hello, Robert here from JD Outdoor and John Day. Are you in need of fire protection equipment or supplies? Come check out our wide selection of products from pumps to pants. Yep, that's right. We have fire pants and shirts and boots as well. We can build a pumper that'll fit your UTV to a pickup truck. We also repair pumps and all brands of engines. So whether it is a pumper you need or parts to make it work right, come see JD Outdoor at 727 West Main Street, John Day.
The roads have emptied, only us left. Kids sleeping in back, cat eyes shine bright, white lines roll by. The rhythm of the street lights, radio hums quietly, rain starts, hypnotic wipers. Pull in, fill up. Ease back into the darkness. The Fuel Commander Network is always open. Over 320,000 locations nationwide. Available from Ed Staub & Sons. 573-2622. Energy. Community. Service.
Harney District Hospital is excited to announce that two new doctors will be joining the Family Care Clinic in August. A true Eastern Oregonian, Dr. Lincoln Mosier grew up in John Day and is passionate about providing quality hometown health care. Before going to medical school, Dr. Tim Tetzloff attended Oregon colleges and lived in Bend for a number of years. He's looking forward to living and working in Harney County's tight-knit community. Both physicians provide a wide range of medical services. Call HDH Family Care at 541-573-2074 to make an appointment.
Keeping Harney County connected. Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Welcome back and thank you for listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould and my guest today is Ron Whiting with the Harney County Wildfire Collaborative and chairman of the Lone Pine Rangeland Fire Protection. So right before we went to break, you brought up that there's a couple of projects going on, one in Stinking Water and one in the Pueblos. What are those projects?
The first one is the one down in the Pueblos, and we were looking for something rather simple at this point. The idea, we had gone over suppression and we're moving on to what do we do to prevent these mega fires. So we're coming up with a pilot project, and the idea was, okay, let's try to protect some sage-grouse habitat that has not been burnt, and what do we do to try to protect that. So that was the reason that this area was chosen, protect the best of the best, essentially. And it was challenging in that it's a, can't think of the word, lost my train of thought, excuse me.
Happens to me all the time.
Anyway, the gist of it was we come up with the idea that, okay, we will try to protect it with a fuel break and do some restoration, what we were able to do with some cheatgrass and Medusa head infested area. And the fuel break has been constructed. There is some monitoring that's still going on, and there's still some work to be done. But that, other than ongoing stuff, it's been planned. So we're moving on to a more complex area in the Stinking Water that will involve a lot more landowners. And it has had the challenge in that it's has suffered a number of fires. The biggest one was the Buzzard Complex, and as a result became heavily infested with Medusa head in part of the area. So we are currently looking at, okay, how do we collaborate with the BLM and private landowners to restore this Medusa head infested land into something that is not quite so fire prone, and what do we do in other areas that have not been burnt to hopefully prevent the degradation of that area in case of a fire start.
And what's the project that's going on over in Stinking Water? Is it kind of along the same aspect as what's going on in the Pueblos?
Well, I was trying to explain there that it's a lot more complex. I mean, it involves spraying of the Medusa head, seeding to grasses that are more fire tolerant, constructing fuel breaks, thinning juniper, and those are just kind of the main ones. There's a number of involved, plus the fact that there's a large number of landowners involved in the Stinking Water, whereas in the Pueblos, it was basically one.
Oh, okay. And was this something, so how did you guys come up with these projects? Was it something that High Desert came to you or BLM or?
No, it was a consensus within members of the group. We have such a diverse membership that people were fairly aware of what areas could be targeted. Now, I'm not real familiar with either of those areas, but as a landowner, I know the concepts. But people like Jeff Rose of the BLM and Angela Sitz and of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and Autumn Larkin, that was her maiden name. She is now married. But they had larger ideas of the county. So they had an idea of, okay, what can we do? And also, I mean, there's people from those areas that are in the collaborative also. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, how we come up with those.
And then you mentioned when we were on break that you also have a little project going on out in Lone Pine.
Yeah, we're unique amongst the RFPAs in that we have come up with a plan in conjunction with the NRCS, National Resource Conservation Service, to try to do some measures to prevent wildfire from causing a large fire. And this has just been a very small local effort on our part, not involving a lot of outside agencies. We have collaborated with the BLM on this and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and ODF&W, but I mean, it's just our own little group. It's not the whole county. And it involves fuel breaks, cutting of juniper, drilling of wells so that we have more water sources, not only to distribute livestock so as to better utilize the forage and prevent the fine fuels from being such a fuel source for the outbreak of huge fires, and a number of other measures. It's more on a land scale type of prevention effort than just individual landowners doing their own thing.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Hello, Robert here from JD Outdoor and John Day. Are you in need of fire protection equipment or supplies? Come check out our wide selection of products from pumps to pants. Yep, that's right. We have fire pants and shirts and boots as well. We can build a pumper that'll fit your UTV to a pickup truck. We also repair pumps and all brands of engines. So whether it is a pumper you need or parts to make it work right, come see JD Outdoor at 727 West Main Street, John Day.
Do you suffer from hard starts, reduced mileage, poor performance? Is your diesel experiencing plug filters, algae, or bacteria growth? Ed Stobbinson's pre-treats our diesel with power service products, increasing your value and extending your dollar, improved performance, and fighting complications. We call it Extreme Diesel. Today's diesel is not the diesel of your mom and pop, so the challenges we face require new knowledge, equipment, handling, and additives. Call Ed Stobbinson's 573-2622 to learn more about going from having diesel to having Extreme Diesel. Ed Stobbinson's Energy Community Service.
Help us help you. CAN Cancer of Harney County is conducting an assessment of local cancer patients to identify cancer-related needs and barriers to care. Cancer patients currently undergoing or who have undergone cancer treatment while living in Harney County are encouraged to take this survey, open now through August 13th. Find a link to the online version of the survey on the CAN Cancer of Harney County Facebook page, and paper copies are available at Harney District Hospital, the Health Department, and the Health Clinic on the Burns Paiute Reservation. For more details, call Stephanie Weissman at 541-573-8614.
Local news, local issues, local guests. Now back to it on Harney County Live on the new 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome back, and thank you for listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould, and my guest today is Ron Whiting with the Harney County Wildfire Collaborative, and he is also the chairman of Lone Pine Rangeland Fire Protection Association. So before we went to break, we were talking about the collaborative and the different projects and everything that's happening. And now, since you guys have started this collaborative, which you said you started back in 2015?
Correct.
So, yes. I mean, it really hasn't been, it's only been 6 years since it's been going. Have you guys noticed a difference in what you're doing from the time you started or prior to current?
Yes, definitely. One of the biggest pluses that has come out of this is the relationships between the landowners, the permittees. By that, I mean grazing permittees, usually on BLM ground, and the BLM. Prior to that, the relationships based on firefighting were rather shaky, and that was one of the biggest reasons that these RFPAs come into such big status here the last few years, is that we felt that things weren't going the way that should be as far as firefighting, and it kind of come on with the demise of the logging, in which the loggers were out there. When fire started, they put it out and helped the government crews get with it. But with their demise, well, it was pretty much just the government firefighters, and a lot of us did not think things were going well. But with the start of this wildfire collaborative, it's forced us to come to the table, look at each other, not so much across the table, but sitting next to each other and saying, hey, what is going on? Isn't working? What can we do to work together to make this better for all of us? And the fact that so many of the government people here are local people. They have the same feel for this community and land that we do. So they want to do to something to protect it. And our relationships have changed 180 degrees. There's no question about it. I mean, the first meeting we had, there were some rather heated words exchanged, and that does not go on now.
So is this collaborative, is it part of like the BLM or the Refuge or High Desert Partnership, or is it its own entity?
It's entirely its own entity. It's under the direction of the High Desert Partnership, but it was kind of started as a result of a person at the Refuge, a person at the BLM, and then two private citizens that got together and said, we need to do something to address this problem. And it come about after the Refuge plan, and I can't remember exactly what they called that, but it was based on this same collaborative process, and they saw it as something that worked very well there, so let's apply this concept to other problems. And there, we aren't the only one. I mean, there's the Forest Collaborative, there's the Wetlands Collaborative, and another few that are under this High Desert Partnership.
Oh, gotcha. Well, we're almost out of time. Just want to touch base a little bit in regards to the rangeland fire protection and your involvement with that.
So, what do you want to know? That's a very broad subject.
So, what is your involvement with the rangeland fire protection?
Okay, well, I am the chairman of Lone Pine, and we are just one of the 24, 25 RFPAs in central, southeastern, and eastern Oregon. We're one of the smaller ones, but we just try to take care of an area that's directly north of Burns here that basically has its boundaries of Poison Creek on the north, Sylvie's River on the east, excuse me, and Sylvie's River on the north and west, and then the valley on the south. And then just as out of a mutual aid type of stuff, well, we help the City of Burns and the BLM and Silver Creek with fires that are very close here.
No, you don't do anything with structures or anything like that, correct?
We do not, no. That's a difference between rangeland fire protection associations and rural fire districts that a lot of people don't understand. Rural fire districts can do structure fires, but we by law cannot.
I'll be darned. Okay. And then you guys kind of all work together, like you said, with the Burns Fire and Hines and all that kind of stuff. Fire trucks and equipment and stuff like that. Do you guys each have your own? How does that work?
We all have our own. Each RFPA has their own, and the city has their own. The BLM and Forest Service each have their own. Ours are acquired mostly through assistance programs that are administered through the state of Oregon, Oregon Department of Forestry. We get used Forest Service, BLM, and military equipment as they see fit. It isn't like we can just go and choose what they're getting rid of. But if they think that we can get something, well, then it's put on a list that's sent to the state. And we have to get this stuff into firefighting capability. I mean, it's used. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the military stuff, even though has very low mileage on trucks and other equipment, it might have issues that need to be dealt with. And the trucks have to have tanks, pumps, hoses, all that put on to be brought up to firefighting standards. The Forest Service equipment is getting less and less. It's mostly just tanks is what it is.
Wow. Well, we are completely out of time. I really appreciate you coming in and talking about the Wildfire Collaborative and explaining to everybody what that is and your involvement and everything in it. So thank you very much.
Well, and thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'll chat with you tomorrow.
That's another edition of Harney County Live every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHC.
Thank you for calling your favorite fuel company hotline. Press 1 to wait on hold and waste all of your time. Press 2 to have your questions not answered and be transferred to 3 different departments. Press 3 to get inaccurate information on an unrelated problem. Or just hang up and call Ed Stobbinson's and talk to a real person to answer your questions on petroleum products and services. At Ed Stobbinson's, we pride ourselves in building relationships. 573-2622. Energy, community, service.
Harney District Hospital would like to remind you that face covering requirements have not changed in the healthcare setting. For your health and safety, please continue to wear a face covering when you visit Harney District Hospital or any of its affiliated clinics. We appreciate your consideration and cooperation. Thank you for choosing Harney District Hospital as your healthcare partner.
Hello, Robert here from JD Outdoor and John Day. Are you in need of fire protection equipment or supplies? Come check out our wide selection of products from pumps to pants. Yep, that's right. We have fire pants and shirts and boots as well. We can build a pumper that'll fit your UTV to a pickup truck. We also repair pumps and all brands of engines. So whether it is a pumper you need or parts to make it work right, come see JD Outdoor at 727 West Main Street, John Day.
92.7 KZHC FM, Burns High.